everybody, and welcome to The Economist in London. I'm Alex Smith, Deputy Community Editor, and I'm here with Susanne Vinson-Meadows, our Editor-in-Chief. Susanne, thanks very much for joining us.
Very well.
And speaking to the Facebook crowd this morning. On this very momentous day for Britain, Britain has voted overnight to leave the European Union by 52-48. And Zanny is here to take all of your comments and questions on Facebook this morning, so please please send us your comments and questions on the post. In the meantime, Zanny, why don't you just give us an overview of this this decision?
Well, as you say, it's been a momentous day. Britain's have voted to leave the European Union. It's been a huge political shock, a huge economic shock. It means that in the wake of this decision, the Prime Minister David Cameron announced that he will resign. Not immediately, we want a new leader in place by October. Britain's relationship with the European Union has been fundamentally different. Markets have tumbled. Very few people were really expecting this. People were expecting Britain to vote to remain. I think many people around the world are going to wake up to complete shock. There's going to be knock-on effects for the European Union, and frankly, knock-on effects for the West more broadly. And I think this is perhaps the single biggest political and economic event in Britain in my lifetime, and it is a very, very sad day.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what's happened in the markets overnight?
Well, the markets reacted very badly. The pound had risen, actually, as the polls closed, because there were expectations that Remain would win. Pound went up to about $1.50 to the pound. And then, gradually, as the night wore on, a pivotal result in Newcastle came in, and Remain did much worse than expected. Then another place called Sunderland, both in the north. Exeter's did very well. Suddenly, people began to realize that actually, plunged very dramatically, reaching a low of where it was in 1945. Tremendous volatility.
We've actually got a chart on that, if we could take a look at the chart and carry on looking at the charts on screen
now.
Yeah,
and the chart on screen, you'll see huge plunge, and then actually some recovery recently, but still a much, much weaker hand than we had.
Right.
When stock markets opened up around the world, again, a huge shock, stock markets plunging, there's a big flight to quality, so gold prices up. Bond yields, treasury yields have narrowed. It's been a classic what people in markets call flight to safety. There's huge uncertainty. Investors are unsure about what the knock-on consequences will be. They're unsure of what's going to happen in Britain. We've now suddenly got political uncertainty in Britain. What's the future economic crisis going to be? Many people are saying we're going to have to get a general election. There's enormous uncertainty about what Britain's arrangement with the European Union is going to be. Because as we got towards this vote, the people who wanted to leave were promising, frankly, a trifecta of things that couldn't happen. They were promising that the Britons would still have the relationship, the market relationship with the European Union, but we'd be able to control immigration, and we'd have no need to pay into the European Union budget. Those three aren't possible, but what we don't know is what is going to be possible. A huge, huge uncertainty.
And that's why the markets are reacting in the way that they are.
They're reacting to the uncertainty, but they're also reacting, I think, to the very real prospect of the UK in the short term could go into recession, but in the longer term, which is going to have a weaker economic trajectory than we would have if we stayed in. We stayed part of this biggest single market in the world.
Please send us your questions to Zanny. We'll get to them shortly. But Zanny, just on the latest point, we heard from the Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, this morning. Can you tell us what he said and what your analysis
is? Well, Mark Carney appeared on television again, a sign, frankly, of the gravitas of the situation.
Yeah.
And he did his best to react calm. And that is exactly what the Governor of England could do at this time. And he made clear that while some volatility in financial markets should be expected, that the central bank would do everything that it could to maintain stability, it would provide liquidity, it would try to prevent a financial meltdown. And it has the tools to do that. But what the central bank can't do is prevent the fundamental adjustment of asset prices.
One of the, we've got some questions that have started to come in. Obviously, one of the big topics through this whole debate has been around immigration. And you have Anthony Bogilovsky, hopefully I'm pronouncing the name right, asking what does it mean for immigrants in the UK right now?
That is a very good question. The ones who are in the UK right now, we don't know for certain, but I suspect the status quo will continue in the short term anyway. And I think any future arrangement with the EU will probably sort of take the situation we have right now to them. But there's an enormous amount of uncertainty, and frankly, it depends what kind of relationship we have with the EU. And there are some people who are arguing that we should have the same kind of relationship as Norway. Norway is a member of the European Economic